This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. With coronavirus cases now reported in all 50 states and the District of Columbia, U.S. President Donald Trump is looking at ways to get financial support to U.S. businesses and taxpayers. VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman has more.
President Donald Trump says he does not want to see airlines going out of business or people losing their jobs and not having any money due to COVID-19 sweeping the country and causing a halt to economic activity.
So we're going big, and that's the way it'll be, and that's the way everybody seems to like it.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the money, and he wouldn't say how much, could be sent directly to Americans within 2 weeks. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Things were looking a little better on the U.S. stock market today after President Trump announced efforts to shore up the economy during the coronavirus crisis. VOA's David Byrd has more.
The Dow Jones Industrials added 5.8% after the White House announcement. The S&P 500 added 6% for the day, while the NASDAQ had gained nearly 6.25%. But all three indices are down nearly one quarter of their value from a month ago. Jeff Tomasulo is an options trader with Vespula Capital.
I think you can definitely see a recession on the horizon. And I think that's one of the kind of why the markets hasn't found any footing yet, is because we don't know what the policymakers in Washington, D.C. are going to do.
On the bright side, Tomasulo says once the market finds some certainty from Washington, there could be some opportunities for investors to regain some of what they have lost. In Washington, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
South Sudan President Salva Kiir has issued new directives to prevent the spread of coronavirus, including a travel ban on all newly appointed ministers. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Volkswagen says it will close most of its European plants for 2 weeks due to uncertainty about the demand for cars and the supplies of parts amid the virus outbreak. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Despite the closures, the automaker says its China business is coming back as the number of new virus cases there lessens. Its ambitious plans to scale up production of electric cars remains on track. The group adds, though, it isn't possible to give a reliable outlook for this year's profits. Employee representatives say the last shifts would run this Friday in most locations. The company's facilities in Italy, where the outbreak has been particularly severe, have already shut down. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Democrats are voting in the U.S. states of Florida, Illinois, and Arizona for a candidate to face off with Republican President Donald Trump in the November presidential election. But the state of Ohio has decided to wait. It wasn't an easy choice, as AP's Mike Gracia explains.
The Ohio primary got caught in a coronavirus tug-of-war Monday, as Republican Governor Mike DeWine announced.
We cannot conduct this election tomorrow, the in-person voting for 13 hours tomorrow. And conform to these guidelines.
DeWine and Secretary of State Frank LaRose voiced support for a lawsuit by voters seeking a delay of the primary until June 2nd. But hours later, Ohio Judge Richard Fry ruled against the motion. Then Ohio Health Director Amy Acton stepped in, declaring a health emergency that would prevent the polls from opening. I'm Mike Rossia.
Taiwan says it scrambled its air force to drive away Chinese military planes that had flown into its airspace late Monday. The island's defense ministry said a group of Chinese fighter jets and surveillance planes flew into the waters off of Taiwan's southwestern coast as part of nighttime exercises coming close to its air defense identification zone. Beijing has been conducting numerous naval and aviation exercises in the Taiwan Strait since the election of Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen in 2016. The exercises are seen as a means of deterring Taipei from declaring its independence. Actor Lyle Wagner has died of cancer at his home near Los Angeles, according to his family. He was 84. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta has a look at his career.
Where are you going with the record player?
Oh, well, my radio in the car broke, and you know how I hate to drive without music.
Right on.
Lyle Wagner was the classic tall, dark, and handsome actor who was often the straight man on The Carol Burnett Show. He started as the show's announcer. He left after 7 seasons. Wagner also played Steve Trevor in the Wonder Woman TV series that starred Linda Carter. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
A federal judge Tuesday sentenced former Congressman Duncan Hunter to 11 months in prison after the California Republican pleaded guilty to stealing campaign funds. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.